in Washington. Julie Walker reports storms across the U.S. have brought heavy snow, dangerous ice, and even a tornado to California.
A rare Central California tornado touched down Saturday in Scotts Valley, tossing cars, uprooting trees, and sending several people to the hospital. The National Weather Service says it's the first since records have been kept. Meteorologist Dalton Berenger.
EF1 tornado that produced winds up to 90 miles per hour.
Elsewhere, more than a foot of snow fell at some Lake Tahoe ski resorts. A 112 mile per hour gust was recorded at Mammoth Mountain. A major ice storm hit parts of the Midwest. And in some parts of western New York, residents were cleaning up from up to 3.5 feet of
Authorities
snow.
Authorities in Ohio are investigating after the bodies of three women were found inside a Columbus home.
I hope whoever's responsible for this either steps forward themselves and turn themselves in, or they get caught.
The neighbor spoke to WSYX-WTTE, says she was friends with the victims. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on holiday trends at small shops, says she.
Owners of small retail shops say the top-selling gifts appear to be cozy items this year, like sweaters and fuzzy alpaca wool scarves. The National Retail Federation predicts holiday shopping this year will be up between 2.5% and 3.5% over last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The new year will usher in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Donald Trump and an expanding lobbying effort in state houses, factors that could push states to become more crypto-friendly and even more public pension funds and treasuries to buy cryptocurrency as part of their portfolios. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up by 63 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans fear enemies within.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Paraguay has moved its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. It's a bold move, putting Paraguay among a handful of countries to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state, and that includes the United States, who also make that recognition. Most countries run their embassies out of Tel Aviv in order to placate the Palestinians, who intend to make Jerusalem the capital of a Palestinian state one day. Israel's prime minister lauded the president of Paraguay for his decision. This is SRN News. Texas has filed litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
It's correspondent Ed Donahue. President Biden and Vice President Harris took time at a Democratic National Committee holiday reception last night to thank Democrat donors who raised record sums in the recent election.
Willing to lend your names, your reputation, your character to the effort.
The Democrat Party needs the key donors to stay committed as it tries to pick up the pieces after Republicans captured the White House and Senate and held onto the House while maintaining control of their power base in Washington. More details at SRNNews.com.